Should I date you? Should I date you? I, you, the date? What would it mean to date you? Could I date you? You? Who or what are you? Do you know what I am? What am I to you? What am I now? Should I date you? Would it help me understand you better? Understand you more? Make you make more sense? Would dating you help me understand that I can't understand you? Would dating you help me understand me, though? Would dating you be significant? What would I be dating? What am I dating? What am I dating? Oh, would I look back upon you fondly if I dated you? Could you help me remember the future? Would dating you be significant? In some ways, it makes sense to date you. If that makes any sense to you. I'm not against dating you, but I ask myself, and I guess I ask you, should I date you? I'm not against dates, but I ask myself again, should I date you? I mean, you know the answer to this question. You seem to know everything that will ever happen, as it's already happened. So I ask not myself, but you. Should I date you? Was it always going to end up this way? Did you know that I was coming? Is your answer predetermined? Who's in control here?
Enough of you has passed by me, through me. Am I passing by or through you? What does it mean to be passing? The limitations of my language are limiting my expressions of you. Limitations limiting everything about you. Do you exist without me? Can I exist without you? When did existing become so exhausting? I can't help but come back to the place where we exist, just before it was exhausting. I ask myself, but hopefully you, if we could only exist together, then does that make it more meaningful? Does that give it any meaning? Is this destiny or chance? You seem to be aware of everything that was meant to happen. Does that mean you can change what's supposedly meant to be? Is you making changes always part of the plan? What rules do you abide by? Am I your rule break? It doesn't actually matter what is being conveyed, just as long as the act of conveying survives. So I ask myself, not could I date you, or should I date you, but do I have a choice of when this date will be, if at all? I was in anguish, attempting to work out everything we could be, obsessing over you, obsessing over losing you, obsessing over not having enough of you. Yet the whole time you knew what would as well happen, right? You being time, me being here, me out of time, and you being somewhere.
Do I want that being you, you being time being.
A loop not endless, so not a loop, not endless. Looping or not, all tied up in time. A loop, or multiple loops, looped together, so not alone, but not together. Tied up in time, loops, multiple loops, not endless, but in a knot, but not together. Just look at this from a new perspective. Puller. Loops or pulls? Several of the same track. Loops. More of a loop to loop. A roller coaster designed by something who has never thought about what a roller coaster might be. A loop, not endless. So not a loop, not endless. A loop and a knot, all tied up in wait time. A loop, oh. Or multiple loops together, so not alone, but not together. Tied together, tied up in time. Loops, multiple loops, not endless, but in a knot, so together, but not together. Let's look at this from a new perspective. Loops or pulls, several of the same track. Loops, more of a loop-de-loop. A roller coaster designed by something who has never thought about what a roller coaster might be.
Remember the future? I don't know any people who can do that. I don't even know if I can remember how to remember the future. Perhaps you haven't taught me yet, and I am remembering you showing me how to remember the future. Would that mean I'm remembering some of the future right now? Oh, I wonder how to see you again. The arrow of time, not forwards nor backwards. Where are we going? How do I remember? I think you once told me that recollection is a form of time travel. I think you once told me that imagination was a form of time travel. I think you once told me that dreaming is a form of time travel. I think you once told me that I could time travel.
Explain this direction. Explain this direction. Explain this direction. Explain those towers over there. Do you see them? Were they built or did they grow over time? Over time, through time, with time, by time? Are they what we think of as natural? Whatever that means anymore. What caused them to be here? You can see them, right? Or is it to your left? Oh, it's all relative, anyway. I've been told time acts differently around these towers. I was told that you act differently around the towers. The towers not only have an effect on you, it seems. When I'm close by, I feel I am different, changing. Encompassed, blanketed, swallowed and spit out. I feel bent over by you, twisted and entangled. I am you, we split, no, I split, oh, and you split. We merged together into one another. Temporally, temporal. Our consciousnesses surge. It's more than tingles throughout the cosmos. It's more than electrical. Through our fusion, we go through fission. And I am changed forever. Whatever that means. Time doesn't exist, but somehow I only exist with you. The inexistible. I want to get lost in our space-time sweat. I got lost in the physics and got lost in your physique. The way you take up no space in my dimension yet are ever present for others. I drift aimlessly until I wish to what I think is myself, that I could put myself towards something that existed. What have you done to me? Or I to you?
Temporality forever. How long will maybe last? Not deciding is a decision itself. The eternal moment never. Temporarily forever. How long will maybe last? Not deciding is a decision itself. Eternal moment never. A never-ending conclusion. Millennium metronome. Forever temporary. When will maybe decide? A never-ending conclusion. Millennium metronome. Forever temporary. When will maybe decide? And how can we decide? An infinite instant. The ending of nothing starts to begin. The singularity second. And how can we decide? An infinite instant. The end of nothing starts to begin. The singularity second. Temporarily forever. How long will maybe last? Not deciding is a decision itself. The eternal moment never. A never-ending conclusion. Millennium metronome. Forever temporary. When will maybe decide? And how can we decide?
When will maybe decide?
An infinite instant.
And how can we
decide? ending of nothing starts to begin. The singularity second.
The ending of nothing starts to begin.
The time you took me to a black hole. Nothing was ever the same again. So, am I moving through time, or is time moving through me? Wait, am I moving through you, or are you moving through me? What's controlling the direction? Can the speed change? Wait, what if the words were different? What if the words we're different? Would we be different? Where are our minds? And where is our mind? Do you remember when they touched? Do we remember? Do I? Regardless of which one we are, or where, what if it was the other? What if it was neither? What if it was both? I used to think it was linear. Then I considered it to be a loop. I used to think a loop. A loop, not endless. So not a loop is linear, not endless. A loop in a knot, all tied up in time. A loop, or multiple loops. Looped together, so not alone, but not together. Tied together, tied up in time. Loops, all tied up in time. Multiple loops. Looped together. Not quite the same, but like a loop. Tied together. A loop. Tied up in time. Not endless. So not a loop. Not endless. A loop and a knot. All tied up in time. But like a loop or multiple loops looped together, so not alone. But not together. Tied together. Tied up in time. All tied up in time. Multiple loops. A loop or multiple loops. I think a lot about our time at the black hole. Tied together. When I drive down these roads, I can see it. Multiple loops. I can't remember how long we were there. I can't remember how long ago it was. I can't remember how long it will be. I can't remember how long it will be. But as I drive down this road, I remember something. I can't remember how long it will be. The towers are influencing me still. I can't remember how long it will be. But as I drive down this road, is that you? I remember something. The towers remind me to attempt to break from this very small and limited track and try and experience it all again. On the 20th of April, 2020, I thought I was looking into the past, and when I was looking into the past, I found myself looking into the sky. When I was looking into the sky, I found myself looking into the sun. The sun, like a fried egg in the afternoon sky. Or was it the evening sky? The sun, like a fried egg in the evening sky in 1940. Except it was April 20th, 2020. Except it wasn't. It was April 14th, 2021. And I was remembering the time on April 20th when I was looking at the sun in the evening sky like a fried egg in 1940. I had looked to the sky, and what had I seen? It was a fried egg in the sky. And it was not the first time I had seen it, nor the last time I thought it would be my first time seeing this. Here today, lying in the sun, thinking about you, I realised I wasn't looking into the past. I just didn't realise I was able to remember the future. The sun like a fried egg in the evening sky. Time moves in all directions, including especially the directions undiscovered to humans. Time moves in all directions, but not necessarily ones that make any sense or reason to minds like yours. Do not look for patterns or an axis which will make your brain feel at ease. Time is bound by no constraints. Human minds would not be able to comprehend the gift of conquering time direction would have on their collective mindset. Their minds did not grow for these kinds of thoughts. These kinds of connections.
These kinds of
revelations.
These revelations.
They are forever punished by the limitations of their time being further limited. Some of us ponder if this is why they are exploitative of their limited resources. Perhaps if their entire existence was more than a few blinks, they would be more considerate of the beauty of their universe and beyond. Some of the others of us consider that humanity cannot be trusted with the gift of unlimited time, and their consumption knows no bounds, and there would be nothing left of anything. They would take all, and we would all have no time left.
They would take it all.
Some of us were granted permission to plant the time towers in ways the humans could perceive and sense.
Some of us were granted permission to plant
despite
the time towers in ways the humans could perceive and sense them.
Despite some of the others of us claiming the risk the universe was inevitable if they were given a limited time.
Despite some of the others of us.
Some of us just wanted to see what would happen if their consciousness
if they were given a limited time. Some of us just wanted to see what would
happen.
We do
not consider that the mind and time would fall in and out of love.
Alas,
causing
we did not consider that the mind and time would fall in and out of love, causing more disruption than was ever anticipated.
Does something exist, if only for an instant? Is a memory a form of time travel? I still can't remember the future. But if everything that has happened has already happened, is happening, or is going to happen all at once, twice, third, fourth, then where does the mind fit into this? Recollection, the same as prediction? We are just unsure of what is the past and future, and let's be honest, where is the present? When we daydream and become absent-minded, we move through time in a different way, simultaneously as we move through time in our usual way. What if our different way became our usual way, and the ways in which we could interact with time could be as flexible and as consensual as the first time we ever met, ever interacted? Time is space. We can move through space. We can move on space, and we can move through space, yet still within limited capacity. The human can move in three directions, but without wings, can only go as high as they can jump. The mind can move through many directions of time, but without guidance or wings, it's limited by its limitations. A point as the start. Well, a starting point, if you will. Mind, language, and perceptions can't really imagine getting anything less than a point. Yet a point isn't something I fully understand. Is a point one size? One moment? A starting point in space or time? What size is that? A point of infinitesimally tiny or huge? A point within a point? What's the point? Point out the what? Do you get my point? Wait, think of it like pointing. Pointing, but not with fingers nor digits nor appendages. Pointing to describe origins, the first point, a starting point, if you will. Pointing perceives something that is so far removed from this point right now. When two points or more diverge, the end not only ending up worlds apart, but galaxies, universes, they're cosmically exchanged. So far beyond their origins, you wouldn't be able to comprehend. Points through space or time that once or still are connected, but so far removed from their origins, you wouldn't believe they were one. When multiple things are one, it creates potential for divergence, an explosive fractal of activity contemplating existence and origins. A single point, a starting point in time or space, where all things that exist and will ever exist started. On a minuscule scale of singularity, everything that will ever be was once a starting point, was once the starting point. A single point where everything exists, and we all grew and flourished and bloomed and swelled and grew and grew and developed and grew and it was everything just from a single point. Everything you can imagine, and then again and again and again and again, and well, everything you can't imagine, then again and again and again and again, and everything and then everything and then everything and again. To stress the every and again part. Everything you can imagine, everything again and 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 again, but just from one from start point, starting point.
The passage of time will strip everything of its properties. There will be no sense, and if there will, there will be no structure, and if there will, there will be no shape, and if there will be no colour. No reds, no oranges, no browns, no greens, no blues, no purples, no pinks, no yellows. Everything will have just have faded. They will have transformed into dust and particles and atoms, and just because of time. Not in lifetimes in ways that you used to understand, not lifetimes in ways any of us really understood, not civilizations in ways we comprehend, but these structures and colours will have went through a delicacies over countless eras, merging down the fundamentals of our senses and coming to the fate of the passage of time. Yet not all to pass symbolizes endings. Not all to pass symbolizes dissolution or decay. These shapeless and colourless collections of microscopic matter will bump and blend and play and grow and fuse and build and compete and cooperate, and each minuscule moment a molecule will build from the start. New structures, new colours, new ways of being, and for those insentient molecules, they will have their beginnings.
You might have stripped me of my properties, but without you, I would never have grown back. No fading, but flourishing. Not decaying, but blossoming. Yet this beginning is such a part of the cosmic cycular of eons. This beginning wouldn't have happened without my end. The self-aware passage of time, reinventing itself, responding to its past ideas. For we are less than a fraction of what could be described as a heartbeat in the self-journey of time. Nothing fades to the passage of time. It's just reinventing itself. Not in the summer of a human adolescence, but in the cosmically absurd time frame where all life starts and ends and starts and ends and starts and ends and starts and ends. The end of nothing starts to begin on a day which starts and ends as a night, which starts and ends in a day, which starts and ends in a day, which starts and ends as a night, which starts and ends in a day, where the end of nothing begins on a day, which starts and ends as a night, which started and ended as a day, which started and ended as a night, which starts and ends on a day, where the end of nothing begins. It'll start and end.
In a continuous loop. Loops created in 2D, 3D, 4D, and 5D space. After the fifth dimension, the loops break and grow into structures of time. Exist, maybe? We haven't quite worked it out. The loops can be seen from above, below, perpendicular, in front of, behind. They can be seen from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. They can show you time. They can give you time. Not just yesterday, today, or tomorrow. But time in directions you can't understand as a human being. If you can go up and down, left and right, but forward and backwards too.
If you can go up.
Then where else could we go? Could we be travelling in time? Towards time?
Could we be travelling
towards you?
In time? Towards?
Could we meet again? The end of nothing starts to begin on a day which starts and ends as a night. Which started and ended as a day, which started and ended as a night, which starts and ends in a day where the end of nothing begins, which is on a day which starts and ends as a night, which started and ended as a day, which started and ended as a night, which starts and ends on a day where the end of nothing begins. It will start and end in a continuous loop, maybe? Loops which are created in 2D, 3D, 4D, and 5D space. After the fifth dimension, the loops break and grow into structures for time to exist. Maybe? The loops can be seen from above, below, perpendicular, in front of, behind. They can be seen from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Maybe? Loops can be seen from above.
They can show you time.
In front of
they can
the
give you
they can be seen from yesterday,
time.
Today and tomorrow.
Not just yesterday, today or tomorrow. But time in a direction that you thought you had lost.
They can give you time.
You can go up and down, left and right.
Today or tomorrow.
Forwards and backwards too.
Time in a direction that you thought you had lost.
You could be travelling in time.
You can go
to
up
time.
And down, left and right, forwards and backwards too. You could be travelling in time. To time.